This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:06. This is the evening edition with Lynn, and we're kicking things off, as always, with Popit Parliament with the latest updates from the Dewan Rakyat. So, first of all, today, some changes are being made to the minister's question time, which happens every Tuesday and Thursday. Beginning tomorrow, ministers will be reading out their responses to questions from MPs instead of responding with written replies. So, they're each going to have 10 minutes. And then the key thing here is supplementary questions will not be allowed. Originally, question time was 30 minutes long, but it had been shortened to 5 minutes on November 5th to adapt to COVID-19 measures. Here is de facto Law Minister Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan explaining the changes.
Saya mengemukakan usul untuk merentikan kuasa peraturan mesyuarat 25(5) capital A, 24(5) dan 24(7) bagi membolehkan sesi waktu pertanyaan-pertanyaan menteri dipendekkan kepada 10 minit yang mana ahli yang mengeluarkan pertanyaan akan dipanggil untuk membaca pertanyaannya dan jawapan diberikan oleh Yang Berhormat Menteri dengan tiada pertanyaan tambahan mulai pada hari Khamis esok 19 November 2020 sehingga Selasa 15 Disember 2020.
So that was de facto Law Minister Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan explaining that from here on out, when it comes to ministers' question time, there won't be supplementary questions allowed. Ironically, there were questions asked about this, but I think they just shut it down and said, no, this is what's going to be happening from now on. Now, on to the day's debates. First of all, an update on the state of SMEs. Human Resources Minister Datuk Sri M. Saravanan said that 2,713 SMEs have closed down between March and October this year due to the pandemic. He also said that records from SOXO's Employment Insurance Scheme, the EIS, shows that 221 employers who received aid under the wage subsidies program had closed down in the same period. He added that his ministry doesn't have records on bankruptcies since those fall under the insolvency department, but he explained that the government has doubled the debt ceiling for those seeking bankruptcy from 50,000 to 100,000 ringgit, and this is meant to decrease the number of bankruptcies overall. Here's the minister.
Sebanyak 2,713 syarikat berstatus SME telah menutup perniagaan sepanjang bulan Mac 2020 sehingga bulan Oktober 30 hari bulan. Berhubung kemuflisan kebangkapan individu akibat pandemik COVID-19 daripada Mac hingga Oktober 2020, Kementerian Sumber Malaysia tidak mempunyai sebarang rekod berkaitan dan ia terletak di bawah bidang kuasa Jabatan Insolvensi Malaysia. Walau bagaimanapun dalam hal ini, kerajaan telah mengambil langkah dengan menaikkan amount keterhutangan daripada RM50,000 kepada RM100,000 untuk mengurangkan kes bankrapan melalui Akta Langkah-Langkah Sementara bagi mengurangkan kesan penyakit coronavirus 2019-2020 ataupun dalam kurungan Akta 829.
So he went on to highlight that 388 complaints were made by employees towards employers who had abused that wage subsidy program. SOXO will be suspending payments to employers who are suspected of making these false claims.
Tuan Yang Dipertua, saya ingin menarik perhatian Dewan Yang Mulia ini di mana sehingga 11 November 2020, Perkeso telah menerima sebanyak 388 kes aduan oleh pekerja terhadap majikan yang menyalahgunakan bayaran program subsidi upah melibatkan dana hampir 20 juta. Dalam perkembangan sama, Perkeso akan menggantung dari segi tindakan penguatkuasaan, Perkeso akan menggantung pembayaran kepada majikan-majikan yang disyaki membuat tuntutan palsu sehingga siasatan ke atas aduan-aduan tersebut diselesai. Dalam menangani masalah tuntutan palsu ini, Perkeso telah mengambil tindakan ke atas sebahagian majikan yang tidak mematuhi syarat-syarat yang ditetapkan.
That was the Human Resources Minister, Dato' Sri M. Saravanan, giving an update on government measures to help SMEs and also what they're doing in order to address perhaps some potential abuses of the wage subsidy program. Separately, Merbok MP Noor Azrina Surip raised two questions regarding Budget 2021. Firstly, whether the Health Ministry will establish a mental health department as part of their organisational chart, and then why the budget reduced funds for mental health compared to Budget 2020. Here is Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Adam Baba with his response.
Di kementerian kita ada unit khas sebenarnya yang mengendalikan kesihatan mental, substance abuse, keganasan rumah tangga di bawah pegawai ataupun pengarah kawalan penyakit. Dan sebenarnya untuk tahun 2021 bajet diberikan 24 juta. Dia merangkumi program-program khusus boleh senaraikan. Saya akan berikan kepada Yang Berhormat secara bertulis senarai program untuk 2021. Walaupun tidak ada penurunan peruntukan kepada Kementerian untuk Kesihatan Mental, malahan 24 juta yang diberikan kepada kita untuk 2021 adalah merupakan satu daripada inisiatif menambah baik hala tuju kesihatan mental dan juga menambah fasiliti serta sumber manusia kesihatan mental KKM. Terima kasih.
That was Health Minister Dato' Sri Dr. Adam Baba stating that there was no budget cut for mental health and the 24 million ringgit allocation is actually already considered extra. On the budget itself, there is still some suspense as to whether it's going to gain enough support in the Dewan. And today, Jempol MP Dato' Sri Mukris Mahathir stated that his party, Pejuang, will only support it if the government agrees to 12 amendments. And they will include extending the loan moratorium and cutting allocations for the Prime Minister's office, among others. Here's a clip of his remarks.
Yang ketiga, tunda semua projek mega bernilai 15 bilion ringgit dan peruntukan disalurkan kepada lebih banyak projek kecil seperti pembinaan dan pembaikan jalan kampung, parit, pembaikan dewan serbaguna dan dewan komuniti orang ramai yang melibatkan lebih banyak kontraktor G1 dan G2. Yang keempat, kurangkan jumlah Menteri Kabinet dan turunkan gaji menteri dan timbalan menteri kalau boleh sebanyak 30% sehingga penularan COVID-19 ini terkawal. Lebih baik lagi buat seperti negara Itali, gugurkan saja jawatan-jawatan timbalan menteri buat seketika.
And before ending his budget speech, Dato' Sri Mukris also revealed that he would be filing a private member's bill to postpone a general election until the situation with COVID-19 improves. He's confident that the bill would be supported for the sake of the rakyat.
Oleh sebab negara dilanda satu wabak yang mengancam nyawa rakyat jelata, maka Jelun ingin mengusulkan agar satu pindaan terhadap perkara 55-3 Perlembagaan Persekutuan berkenaan pembubaran Dewan dibuat di bawah Peraturan Mesyuarat 18 dan dibaca bersama Peraturan Mesyuarat 14 dalam Peraturan-Peraturan Mesyuarat Dewan Rakyat. Tujuan usul ini adalah untuk membenarkan kerajaan menunda pilihan raya atas alasan keselamatan atau kesihatan rakyat sehinggalah ancaman itu berakhir. Ini sangat diperlukan ketika ini kerana keadaan undang-undang sekarang yang mendesak pilihan raya diadakan semasa situasi ancaman COVID-19. Tambahan pula, beberapa wakil kerajaan menyebut bahawa keadaan ini hanya boleh dielak dengan diisytiharkan darurat. Walaupun pindaan ini memerlukan sokongan majoriti 2/3 ahli Dewan Rakyat dan Dewan Negara, Jerlun percaya bahawa kerajaan juga ingin memastikan COVID-19 ditangani sebaik mungkin dan tidak hanya bermain politik sahaja. Maka kerajaan harus menyokong cadangan pindaan ini. Malah ada baiknya jika kerajaan sendiri yang derafkan usul untuk dibentangkan di Dewan Yang Mulia ini. Jelun sangat yakin sekiranya wujud azam politik yang tinggi di kalangan semua pihak, kenapa tidak Perlembagaan Persekutuan dipindah bagi menyelamatkan rakyat dari ancaman penyakit seperti COVID-19. Walaupun begitu, Jelun akan mengemukakan usul tersebut secara rasmi kepada Datuk Yang Di-Pertua sebagai suatu perkara yang tertentu, berkehendak disegerakan dan berkenaan dengan kepentingan yang ramai. Terima kasih.
That was Jempol MP Datuk Sri Mukris Mahathir. So tell us, I mean, are you for a bill that would put potential snap polls on hold? Is that something that you would like to see? Along with that, in Parliament today, there was also discussions about whether or not the government has allocated enough money for mental health in Budget 2021. And also this issue of whether or not in the case of SMEs or in the case of employers, have there been some who perhaps have taken advantage of the wage subsidies program? If you'd like to weigh in on any of those issues, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.